Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. Talking to the Ohio Valley with a local voice.
My local voice happens to be my regional voice, my national voice, my international voice, my cellular voice, my galactic voice, all kinds of voices, except when I have a frog in my throat. Very special hour here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. One of my favorite people, Peg Riccadonna, is here, and she is representing the St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm a member of the St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Wheeling Area Chamber. I like chambers of commerce. I like people. I like businesses. That's just who I am. And Peg said that she would be interested. Why don't I just introduce you first? Who's Peg Riccadonna? And by the way, you can see her on the Facebook live stream. That's the beautiful woman with the red outfit and the long. Your hair's great.
Oh, thank you.
God, I hate you. Well, look at me. I'm bald, and I hate people with great hair.
Well, thank you so much.
Indeed. So, who's Peg Riccadonna? And then let's get started here. And you think Wendy Anderson is going to be monitoring this? I'll bet you she is.
I would think so.
And that angry bald guy that's always around her. My God, what is she saying?
No, they're a great pair. But Peg Riccadonna, I am here today.
Yes, you are.
I'm happy to be here, so thank you. I am Peggy Poppins, so I pop into businesses and do spotlights.
And a wordsmith, and a wordsmith at that.
Yes.
Very good.
So we came up with this kind of like Mary Poppins, Peggy Poppins. So I pop in and say, hey, let's do a spotlight, and we're going to upload a live video and spotlight your business. These are all for chamber members. So it's a wow factor in their package, being a member.
I'm a wow factor.
So you're a wow. You're a wow. Jeez. Wow. Wow.
Hey, yeah. Johnny, I'm a wow. I'm a wow factor.
So it's me that comes out, and it's fun. Okay. It's fast, fun, and free. A lot of people ask, you know, what does this charge?
Johnny looks envious now.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure he's a wow factor.
Yeah. So you're my wow factor today.
But I am. Sorry.
Did I make your day?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, I must tell you, Stacey Gilson, who I love.
Yes.
Oh, my God, is she a wonderful human
being? Yes, she certainly is.
I don't know what she sees in
me. I was blessed to meet her. She's fantastic.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I knew you as the
Snotty Pooch.
Pooch, the owner of the Snotty Pooch store.
Right.
Which is right next to the St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce, right across the street from the Belmont County Courthouse.
Used to be. I'm a pop-up vendor now.
Well, yeah. That's where I knew you from.
Yes.
And I did. I knew you were out and about, and you're all over Facebook, which is great. You take a great picture.
Oh, thank you.
Honest to God, you do. Anyway, but I didn't know. I did not know that you were a singer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And pretty damn good. I was actually stunned. You were there at this big event that Stacey Gilson had.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
The Ignite.
Yes.
For a candidate.
Yeah, you were
a
great announcer there. So I did the national anthem for her.
As a matter of fact, yeah. But before that. She had told me that you were coming, and I'm going, okay, fine, you know, great. Maybe I'll give her my autograph if she likes it. Allow her to take a selfie with me, which, by the way, she did not ask for my autograph and did not ask for a selfie. Not that that bothers me, Peg, in any event. So I'm going, okay, fine. So I'm emceeing this thing. And then here comes Peg Riccadonna, dressed in this beautiful blue.
Yeah,
wow.
I did. I had a sparkle
Jesus
blue outfit on. Wow, you have a good eye for detail.
Oh, my word. And then I thought, holy cow. And then you started singing the national anthem. You're really good.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I'm not blowing smoke here. I mean, I was like, God, this woman is really, what are you doing here in the Valley? Why aren't you in Pittsburgh or New York or Los Angeles?
Well, I am from Pittsburgh, and I performed.
Where?
Originally Penn Hills, so I'm an East End girl.
Penn Hills?
Yes. Well,
you've come a long way from Penn Hills.
Yes, yeah, Penn Hills. But back in the day, it was great.
It was.
I'm Italian, so there was a lot of Italians there, and it was actually a great upbringing. So there's no hard feelings against Penn Hills. A lot of great athletes and professionals came out of there when we graduated, so it was all good. But yeah, so I was in a lot of musicals. I was Annie, Little Orphan Annie, for years. I was in Heinz Hall downtown for a long, long time. So I had my share of theater and vocals. And then I got into, like, the band scene. I was, like, out of theater, and I wanted to do, like, the bands, and I toured a lot, and I went on tour. So this was
Which
all,
bands?
Like, between...
Which bands?
They were like local cover bands. But then I got into...
What did you sing? Like, who were you, like Stevie Nicks, or were you like Bonnie Raitt?
I did everything. We covered... The 90s was a lot of females, so that's when I was a lot younger. It was everything from Joel to Alanis Morissette to Stevie Nicks. You know, you kind of name it. I did all that. And then I was in a big high-energy dance band, so we toured. So we did the East Coast and all the way down to Jones Beach. It was just a great time.
Good Lord.
Yeah, so I had my share with it, and that's how I met my husband.
Really?
I auditioned for a band.
Seriously? Oh, I got this. I got to hear.
Yeah, I auditioned like for the Original Fantasies, and they were looking for change, and they were looking for a female singer, and I was the first Original Fantasy female singer, and I had an agent. That's when agencies were open for business, and they sent me to this audition, and I was like, oh, that keyboard player is really cute, but he was married at the time, and you know, we were professional for many years, and how it worked out, we just got together and we ended up getting married. So it was a very cute success story.
So the audition, like the Fabulous Baker Boys audition, is it like that? Did you see that film?
Yes, I did, with Michelle Pfeiffer. And she's excellent, by the way. I was so pleasantly surprised to see how great she could sing.
Oh, my word.
I mean,
word.
She's amazing.
Yeah. But that scene, that audition where she comes in as Susie Diamond or whatever, and then starts chewing gum and this, that, and I just love that whole scene. Was it like that?
No, that totally was not the audition that I had.
What was the audition you had?
It was very professional. We had songs that we practiced before showing up there, and so everyone was really much ready to go, and they wanted to hear me sing, and so I kind of felt great because I knew that there was like one or two songs, and then we had some backup songs, I guess, if you were good enough. So we did all four of them. So it was great.
That's great. Good. So that still doesn't answer, what are you doing here? I mean, you're so talented. God. And there are limited opportunities because it's a small market. I mean, there are talented people here, but it's a very, very small market, and it's poor.
Well, to answer that, I do what I like. So I can pretty much select where I want to sing. So I do sing national anthems, like nationally. I do go around to different states and I sing the national anthem for different sporting events.
Seriously?
Yeah, so I sing.
I did not know this. Yeah. Where did you sing?
I sing for the Braves. They have their spring training camp in Florida, so I sing there every single year, which is a lot of fun. And, Pittsburgh, I sang for, sorry about that.
Wait,
the
Penguins. Is that your phone? Get your phone. Get your phone. Turn off your phone. Oh, I can't believe this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a professional broadcast operation. We got Peg Riccadonna here. Is there any other noise I'm going to be hearing? Any other noise?
Some things you just forget. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to.
I love singing the national anthem.
Three Rivers, excuse me, about PNC Park.
Yeah, PNC Park. So I was there many times. But we kind of go south now because we have a place down south. So Atlanta Braves is kind of it for now.
Wow. What was the most interesting venue where you've performed?
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I could go on and on.
That's the whole idea. We got an hour.
I've been around.
What was the most interesting one? You must have some stories.
Not really performing, but I was lucky enough to meet up with friends in my younger years that I had a fellow friend that owned a sound company. And so I would go out on legs of tours. So he invited me everywhere. I went for Aerosmith and the Black Crows. Really? They toured in Skid Row. Now we're going back and I'm showing my age. But those were most likely my highlights. The Rolling Stones was with Bob Dylan in Madison Square Garden. We were there. So it was great. So I had a very young start from 19 through my 20s, just traveling around and meeting great people and just having a great time. So.
Wow. So where is the next gig? What are you going to do next?
The next gig is actually this weekend.
Yes.
And so my husband and I evolved. He plays the accordion and he's a great pianist.
An accordion.
Yeah. So he's an accordion player as well. And we are Mr. and Mrs. Claus. So we are. So that's where I evolved. I am Mrs. Claus and I sing. We're
going to
be at the Italian Festivals Gala at Undo's on Sunday from 4 to 8. They have a wonderful band scheduled and we are the interval act during dinner. So we're going to come out. My husband's going to, well, I guess I shouldn't give this away, but
it's okay.
Yes. And, ho, ho, ho. So that's.
Are you going to sing as Mrs. Claus?
Yeah, we have some jingles that we do. It's cute. It's a cute skit.
Oh, that's great.
So that's our next gig. We're the Grinch, and he's the Grinch, and I'm Mrs. Claus.
That's fascinating. So what are you doing with the St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce? Lovely, wonderful chamber. I've known Wendy for years, and Lisa's from Pittsburgh.
I know.
Also, and from Plum, very close to.
Yes, and her husband's family's from Penn Hills, so we know each other.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's
great.
Amazing. Yeah.
Back in the day, Penn Hills used to have great football teams when they had that Gordon guy as the coach. Oh, my God. And then they got rid of him because just ugly stuff, and it's never been the same.
There's a lot of great athletes.
Oh, my God,
Bill Frelick and Tommy Tumulty, they were all my neighbors. In fact, it was funny. They all lived on my street.
Get out.
It was crazy. Like, all the kids that were, there's like four of them. There was a Morelli kid that he went to Penn State. I don't think he went pro, but he was definitely college ball. Yeah. But they all lived on the same road.
Holy
Isn't that crazy?
Cow. Holy cow. Did you date any of them?
No, they were my brother's friends. So.
Oh, okay. So the St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce, Wendy Anderson, who I love. I mean,
Wendy's great.
Lisa's wonderful. She's newer there, but Wendy.
Yeah, Lisa definitely can hold her own. I mean, they're a great pair.
Oh, yeah.
They're like a dynamic duo for sure.
Well, she'd have to hold her own with Wendy Anderson or else, you know.
Yeah, she's great. She's just a great professional, and I love working with them.
Yeah.
So very easy to work with.
You're Mary Poppins now for the St. Clair's
Valerie? It's Peggy Poppins.
Peggy Poppins, okay.
So it came from Mary Poppins, like I'm popping into businesses.
Yes.
So I'm on the board. Yes. I sit on the board for the chamber. And when I closed up my store, unfortunately, 2020, you know, I'm a non-necessity with pet clothing. So I thought, well, I'll just keep my LLC and just be a vendor, which is great. And I love it. And I was at the parade on Sunday. So that was super fun. And the parade was great. Very impressive for our little town.
Yes, they do a very good job.
I mean, it really was. I mean, all the applicants were super fun. So they came to me and said, you know, what can we do better as a chamber for our members? You know, they do have a lot. There's over 550 members. And I said, well.
Which is an amazing number for, it's not just the city of St. Clairsville. It's the area.
Right.
It's the
right.
whole area.
And so Main Street definitely is the heart of St. Clairsville, which we totally understand that.
Sure.
But just being that there's so many members and me being so small, I mean, I ran it myself, basically.
The snotty pooch.
Yes. I had one or two helpers from time to time, but it was small. And so I just mentioned to them that I just felt that go into the businesses, you know, go in and do some pop-up lives and show your face and just let them know that they're not forgotten, that, you know, you appreciate their membership and their business and what can they do? What can we do for them?
Yeah.
And so they're like, yeah, sounds great, you know? And I said, you need someone that's like peppy and fun. And they're like,
Who could that be? Who could that be?
Keep going.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, I would be happy to do it. I love it. I get to go into businesses.
And get to meet me. You're on the air.
Right. Yeah. So, and you know what? You reached out to me. So that's a great point I'm going to bring up.
Yes.
Is you have to contact me. So you can message me. It's like, call me, Peggy Poppins, 740-381-7650.
Slow down. What was that number again?
740-381-7650.
For anyone who's a member of the St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Okay.
And they can call or text me, and we schedule an appointment.
Okay. Yeah. When I saw the announcement on, I guess it was Facebook, I thought, well, there's no way that she'd be interested in me, even though I am a member and
Absolutely.
All that, but I'm also a goof.
Well, that's a good point that you brought up, because I think a lot of people might think that say that we're very busy.
Right. I want to address that and take a short break. You might want to make a note of that when we come back to talk about that very thing. Peg Riccadonna is here, and she is with the St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce, and she is popping up here to talk with us.